KPFK general manager, Aniel Fields, and I think he's doing a whole lot of methodical moving forward to rebirth KPFK in all aspects of it. That's it.
Thank you. We have a stack. I'm going to read it out. We have Dorothy, Steve. I'm guessing that's Steve Kaiser.
Yeah.
Lawrence and Fernando. Is there anyone else that would like to get on the stack? We have Myla and Rob Macon. Not Myla, but we do have Rob Macon. Anyone else would like to be on the stack? Okay, so let's go with Dorothy.
So are the terms of the loans available to us? And then I have a follow up with them.
Right. Okay. In the last open session of the PNB, a motion was put forward to release all the closed session minutes of 2018, excluding very sensitive personnel matters. But other than that, that motion was taken up, but there was a motion, an amendment to postpone the vote on that till the next open meeting. So, postponement passed by one vote. So, all of the details, I can't give you all the term sheets and all of that kind of thing. But what specifically do you want to know? What the term of the loan is?
The interest is being accrued. So, when the balloon payment comes due, it's going to be larger than
an interest-only loan at 7.5%. That's the larger loan. That's an excellent interest rate for credit rating.
It is.
And it's unheard of. The lenders are loaned to nonprofit media. That's what their specialty is.
And so the loan now is not to private individuals. Right now it's to...
Okay. There are two loans. Mm-hmm. One of about, I think, currently $3.2 million. That is with one lender that lends to nonprofit media outlets and other nonprofits. That's at 7.5%. It's interest only. It has a 3-year term. The other loan is for $500,000. It's called the Supporters Loan. Mm-hmm. That was Friendly People. Mainly from Los Angeles, mm-hmm. who put up the money for the extra amount that wasn't covered by the larger loan.
So the total settlement then to Empire State was $3.7
million?
No. Well, she's telling me $3.2 million loan and a $500,000 loan. Isn't that what I just heard?
Yes, that's roughly what it is. Because
so
in the
$3.7 million.
Right.
Because I heard something about reducing their demands, and we got a deal. And how much were they actually asking for?
Okay, we owed them already the summary judgment of $1.8 million plus legal fees, which we don't know, have any idea what that would have been. Plus, we owed them between $800,000 and $1 million in other unpaid rent and licensing fees from the WVAI lease with them. So that brings it up to over $3 million. Plus, they were able in the contract to charge us 9% interest on all the arrearages, plus horrendous fees and penalties. Okay, we have no, and legal fees. And their lawyers are like $1,000.
One person
and
at a time, please.
And there's also, in the contract, there was also the obligation on our part to pay for the removal of the equipment that they estimated originally to be $440,000, which is why we took out the supporters loan to cover that. I think it's reduced now to $339,000. That's just simply to remove our equipment from the Empire State Building. That was our obligation in the contract. So the total, plus we got out of the license fees and rent going forward of at least 1.5 to 1.6 million.
So $5 million
now, to tell you the truth, there's no exact amount of how much we would have had to pay Empire State, because I am telling you that of the $800,000 or $1 million we owed them because of arrearages over and above the settlement agreement and the judgment, they were able to actually double the amount per the penalties and fees that are in the contract that we signed with them. So the amount that they could have charged us if there had been just hostility in a bankruptcy situation is unknown and probably extremely large.
Okay, so
I hope that answers the question.
All right, so what is with the supporters loan? How is that going to be paid back?
That
can be paid back by the sale of the property in Berkeley?
Correct. As soon as the Nakapon building is sold, the contract, the loans will automatically be paid off.
Okay, now the other $3.2 million that this foundation is lending you the money for, that's 7.5% interest only.
Right.
And then there's a balloon of still $3.2 million.
Correct.
So and how?
So the intention, hopefully.
And you don't pay that for 3 years either. So then you have interest accruing on $3.2 million for 3 years.
Okay, this is incorrect.
I'm just asking.
Okay.
Is it a monthly?
No. I know you're asking.
If I can
please explain it.
One person who has the floor, Ms. Reason, Ms. Wright. Ms. Aaron is trying to respond to your question, Ms. Wright.
Ms. Aaron, please proceed.
Is it a monthly
Excuse
or
me,
balloon?
Bella, be quiet.
Is it a monthly
Excuse me,
or
Bella,
balloon?
Be quiet. Excuse me, Bella, be quiet. Ms. Aaron, proceed.
It's the same
one. Okay. The FJC loan, that's the larger loan, has a 3-year term at 7.5% interest only with monthly payments. A set aside of the loan, the FJC lenders were going to set aside 18 months of interest payments so we wouldn't have to make those payments monthly for 18 months.
So our borrow the interest.
Basically, they're just taking the 6 months, the 18 months of payment up front and holding it for us so that we can't spend the... It's prepaid interest for 18 months, basically. Then the plan is this. We hope that we'll be able to get our financial house in order and get all of our audits completed, all of our accounting up to date. If we can do that, we can improve our credit rating and possibly, hopefully, retrieve our Corporation for Public Broadcast funding, which is very possible. Congress did not eliminate CPB funding, okay? We need to get our financial house in order. That will mean between $800,000 and $1 million in income for this foundation every year moving forward, hopefully. Okay? There's no guarantee that we can get that funding. But if we can get our financial house in order, our credit rating will improve. We'll be able to refinance the loan with a better interest rate and a longer term, so we won't have to deal with the balloon. Or we can negotiate down the interest rate with the lender, the large lender, which is very possible. But we have to get our financial house in order. Now, we had been hoping that we'd have more money left over from the sale of the Nakapon building. That was eliminated, about $350,000, which would have helped with certain expenses.
Excuse me, no cross-talk.
Okay. Am I exceeding the answer to your question?
Yes, you are. No.
Go ahead.
Okay. However... Because we took, originally, the Nakapon building was part of the collateral package. We asked that be removed from the collateral package without reducing the amount, but we needed to add extra collateral because this lender will not loan more than about one-third loan-to-value.
Okay.
That's one of the downsides of this larger loan. It's an excellent loan, but it's not perfect. I mean, nobody's giving us $3 million. So we had to take Nakupon. We took Nakupon out of the collateral package so that when we sell the building, we'll have a little extra money to get our financial house in order. Unfortunately, so what we did was we replaced the collateral of Nakupon with the KPFK tower. Okay? They were willing to collateralize the KPFK tower as part of the loan, which would have meant $350,000 or so would have been collateralized with our tower, which we didn't know was very valuable, even though we don't own the land that it's sitting on. The reason what happened was the Forest Service was not willing to allow the transfer of use of the Forest Service land to another entity should we default on loan payments. So the lender said, no, we can't accept this as collateral. They did, however, accept a second trust deed on the Nakupon building. So when the Nakupon building, the sale price of Nakupon is $1.1 million, hopefully, okay? That is several hundred thousand dollars above the appraised value. It's a good price for that building, believe me. We will have to pay off when we sell that building, which is in escrow. Hopefully, it will be completed soon. We have to pay off the $500,000 to the supporters' lenders, and we also will have to pay the second trust deed to the larger lender. Okay, so that's about $850,000. Sale price is $1.1 million. There are also fees and commissions and whatever. So we're not going to have very much money left over. There might be some other money because the $500,000 from the supporters' loan does not have to totally be used to move the equipment out of the...
I'm confused because you're selling the building for $1.1 million and you're going to pay the supporters' loan with that money. But you also have to pay, and that's $500,000, and you have to pay
$850,000.
$850 altogether. So there won't be that much money left. We have been planning on having about $500,000 or $600,000 to pay off certain very pressing debts, like the pension plan arrears. Like getting the audits completed. We need to hire accountants to do that. So at this point in time, we're still really in positive territory here, but it's crunch time financially. So if anybody has, you know, we could use $500,000 from major donors right now, because this is very, if we look at it, if we can get our financial house in order, we can retrieve our CPP funding. The reason we're in this mess is not because of this delinquent station here and this delinquent station there. It's mainly because we lost $3 to $4 million in the last few years because we lost our CPP funding. Let's get that back as a top priority. That's $800,000 to $1 million a year that comes in every year with no strings attached. So I'm sorry I'm going on and on, but I wanted to explain everything.
Okay, excuse me. Point of order, Mr. Reyes.
Yes, in order to expedite this report, I believe that the directors should take the questions in block, write them down, and then answer the questions, because there's a lot of elaboration going on, and that's cutting into the time of the other members being able to address
them.
I'm great. Yeah, thank you, Bella. Okay, so question. One more question, Ms. Wright.
Would you pass down the mic, please?
Yes, please. You've got to. Go ahead.
So, Lynn, you're confident after a year and a half that the payment's about $20,000 a month on the loan, something like that, that we'll be able to make that payment?
We don't have a choice. Yeah. You know, we need to figure out how to make more money. Every single station has to.
Thank you, Ms. Ryan.
So we don't have a choice.
Okay, Mr. Kaiser, you're next.
There's one thing we need to really own on this LSB, and I think on the LSBs, all other states and the national board.
This is a question, right, for the directors?
Well, it's an evaluation of the situation, and okay, well, extrapolating off of what Greg just said. Would you let me have some space here, Jamie? What we need to do, we got two avenues to bring in revenue. It's the premiums to bring in revenues from the average person and big contributions. The primary thing we have to have is financial statements in place so we can go to big money and show them that we are managing this like a business, they can rely on our figures, rely on our management, that they can donate money to us, because big money is not going to come to us otherwise. Dorothy, you don't have the right to speak on this, please.
Okay, this should not get back and forth.
Well, no, I just don't want Dorothy interrupting me.
You have a question for the directors.
The absolute critical thing we have to do is to get those financial statements in place. Our auditors have resigned. We have to get a new accounting firm to do the 17 and 18 audits, and we need to do that quickly. It's not only to get the public finance money. We have to go after big money, and there's lots of it out there. There are billions upon billions out there.
No, you can't.
Thank you.
Excuse me, Ms.
Lyons. Yeah, this is question and answer time.
You're not a director. This is to the directors.
Excuse me, Mr. Kaiser. You're out of order. Okay.
You manage
the meeting. Oh, thank you, Mr. Reyes. If you could please be quiet and let me do that. Thank you. Lawrence, actually, you are up next. Mr. Reyes, you're on the staff.
I think I can interrupt him just so he feels like he's a member. Excuse me. Everybody else gets interrupted.
Mr. Aaron, please. Mr. Okay. Reyes, you have the floor.
So I'm not going to respond to that peanut gallery demand.
Questions for the directors, Mr. Reyes.
Thank you. So I have four questions, and if you could stack them and then answer them, I'd appreciate it. That would expedite time.
Why don't you just ask them one at a time?
Okay, you are kind of testy today.
Yes,
there.
You are. Let him do what he wants to do.
I'm trying to get to the question, and I like to look at the chair, so... can you,
Fred?
So the first question is a real simple one. Why aren't there any national standing committees haven't been convened yet? National committees have not been convened yet. As far as I know, I'm on two national committees that have not been advised as to when they're going to meet. Stack them. Second question is in regards to your report, you sent it out late yesterday, well, about early evening yesterday, and I saw that there was quite a few people included who were asking questions that are not members of this body. I'll tell you who they were. Christine Blasdale was one, and Kim Kaufman was the other.
What?
In regards to...
I'm sorry, I missed
a question. Questions in regards to Grace's report, her written report. So, and then there was some, I believe, some proprietary information that dealt with personnel matters that were also emailed to these members because I got copied on it.
To these people,
because they're not members. So that's the second question. I'm wondering why that was brought up. And in particular, I'm talking about the pension plan.
The what?
The arrears in the pension plan. Okay, and then number three, the third question is, why is it that these discussions are being held through cyberspace with people who are not members of this committee? And why haven't we had the opportunity as members to be able to have a robust discussion with you as we're having now, instead of having to wait here? And if some of this information is proprietary, Why haven't you or one of the directors suggested that we convene an executive session in order to have that, those really open, robust discussions that only we could have in an executive session without having to worry? Because what I'm seeing is, I know my friend Mansour is talking about you want to get rid of the factionalism, but yet what I see throughout the reporting, throughout these, this PNB, these closed sessions and all of that, is that some people have privileged information and are able to address some of those questions. or be able to ask those questions without us having the information to ask those questions or develop those questions. So, I mean, why is it there's a double standard now?
Right.
When before, if when we were in the majority, if we had done something like that, you know, to say that Trump and Obama are two different people would have been treated the same way, two different ways for their behaviors.
Did you have a fourth question?
I did, but I don't remember.
Okay, first question about committees. I know the audit committee has met. I can't speak for the other committees. But directors, any of the directors want to answer that?
Well, which committee?
It's right there, honey.
The personnel committee has met.
I'm speaking to the ones that I'm on governance and I'm on the elections.
I believe that governance has met. Or maybe it's, what's the, no, maybe it's not governance.
The coordinating committee has met. And personnel has met, so I don't know about
National Finance.
And then National Finance has met, and the another one has met.
So I'm sorry, what two committees, Mr. Reyes, are you on?
The committees I'm on is governance and elections.
So his specific questions about committees are related to governance and elections committee. And why haven't they met?
Okay, so all committees, he said.
Okay. Yeah, but other committees have met, so he's just talking about the two he's on.
Yeah, I mean, other committees have met. And there's a, by the way, there's a another committee, and this probably should have been put in the into the report. There's a strategic planning committee has been an ad hoc, I guess, strategic planning committee has been created, and it is also meeting on a regular basis. And that meeting, that group, is one person from each, one director from each station, plus the officers are involved with
them. Can you get the answer to my question, Jan, please?
Why haven't they met?
All right.
I guess the chairperson hasn't met them. But I will answer the pension plan issue. I don't know how Kim Kaufman is involved in it, but I can tell that I know that Christine Blasdale, because she was GM, was quite involved in the issues relating to...
Well, she should be taken off that list because she's not GM anymore. Okay. And the new GM...
No cross out, please.
Okay. I think that... I don't know if she's on... I don't know if she's on that list or not on that list, but I think you have a very good point, and I will make a point. I will make a point of making sure that she's not on that distribution list, but I think the issue with regard to the pension plan and the necessity to rectify it somehow has become public information, and you can't stuff it back into Pandora's box, unfortunately. But it is something that is, and I will report on this, that is being attended to. The problem with relationship to the pension plan is that with regard to KPFK, because the amount that KPFK owes has been pretty much delineated, but we can't put the money into the pension plan and just pay it the way that we would like to pay it, because the way that the pension plan is structured, you can't just put part of it in and not the rest of it in. And we tried to do that, and it was, because it's federally, the rules are federal rules, you can't just put part of it in. So we're having to figure out how to deal with that, and we've hired a firm that specializes in pension plans, and this very specialized firm, and they have gone through to figure out what most of the problems are. They're figuring out the rest of them, and then they will come up with a solution. And of course, the solution is going to involve a lot of money that we do not have presently in our bank account, so we have to figure out how we're going to come up with that and pay it. But the very first thing is just figuring out exactly what those payments are. And by the way, the idea that we owe this incredible amounts of penalties, not arrears. We owe the arrears, but the incredible penalties that I believe that Kim Kaufman was referring to and others have referred to do not apply to our situation at KPFK. Those horrible penalties apply when you've taken money out of people's paychecks and not put it into a pension plan, and we did not do that. It's just that we haven't put in the money that we were obligated to put in. And just for your further information, there is a dispute as to how much money we really owe the pension plans, because the pension plan documents say that we owe X percentage of the earnings, and the union contract says that we owe Y percentage of the earnings. So that's another thing that is having to be dealt with at this point. And so I just wanted to lay that out for you.
I'll answer one of your questions, and that is regarding committee's meeting. Up to a month ago, every one of us on the board were busy with bankruptcy issue, loan issue, contractual, this and that. So I think we were meeting once a week on the national level, and it was like 5-6 hours on that, plus all the communication that was going on. So some of the committees did not meet as the result of concentrating on solving the financial issues that we were having.
Okay. Go ahead.
I sent this report out to other people outside of the local station board because there's nothing confidential in it. Now, when these contracts and loans were being negotiated, then this was proprietary information, because in the negotiation it's very sensitive, and so you don't want to have it broadcast outside of just the national board. However, right now all this is public information. It should be distributed because people have questions, and we should expect transparency.
I first would like you to involve us first.
Thank you.
Okay. I want to say that the way that it works is the national board has to maintain confidentiality and cannot allow all the local station board members to be privy to extremely confidential information. You can't, we have 5 boards, 24 people each, that's 100 people. You can't have 100 people discussing very sensitive loan contracts and other things. So the discussion is not appropriate. The discussion is not appropriate until, except now, it's public information. The staff and the LSBs are not part of the negotiation process for legal matters, sensitive personnel issues, contracts, settlement negotiations. Those are not discussed except by the Pacifica National Board, the executive director, the CFO, and the legal counsel sometimes. So that's just the way it is. That's the way nonprofit corporations work.
And that includes Tracy Rosenberg and
Tracy Rosenberg, anybody from any faction There have been leaks. We have traditionally a leaky national board. However, the most proper thing is that...
Well, it sounds like you're leaking to what you want to...
Okay, I am not leaking. This is now public information. It should be local station boards and people, concerned members, should be given this information now, as it's no longer sensitive. The settlement is complete. The summary judgment has been satisfied. It has been removed. We're no longer at threat from the Empire State Realty Trust. The loans are complete. There's nothing sensitive or confidential about this information, and it should be publicized broadly. There's no reason to keep it secret or only to the local station board. Want to have discussions, that's fine. That's up to you if you want to converse about it.
Thank you, Ms. Aaron.
Excuse me, Mr. Ryan.
On your third question related to going into executive session for the local station board to hear confidential information from the directors, I'm going to rule that that's not something that the directors report on. That's an issue for this body. You have the right at any time to make a motion to go into executive session to hear from the directors.
I reject your rationalization.
Well, I'm calling you out of order, and Mr. Velasquez, you're next.
And you're out of order, too.
It is nice to have a member of the National Board of Directors explaining to us what constitutes national security and what privileged information is, and who are the ones who are supposed to have access to it, and which members of the local station board members around the five stations should or shouldn't have the right to have access to information before it is a done deal and the buildings are mortgaged and we have a problem with over $3 million. It would have been nice to be included in this discussion from the onset so we could all make a collective decision, because we all represent the listeners and the staff at KPFK, local station board. Why is this rationalization being given to us and not quoting directly from the bylaws? And it sounds like a personal interpretation of who and who shouldn't have access to this information. That's my first question.
Can we take the questions one at a time?
No,
because laid down four questions and you didn't have an objection. Why you have an objection to mine?
I did.
Well, my second question is the following. If we are engaging in a debt over $3 million and we have no plan and how to raise the money, why are we going forth with this crazy maneuver? And when we know we live under a capitalist system where profit is the number one essence of business, so we are now desperate to find large donors. Which means, are we compromising the Pacific Commission? Is my second question. And my third, giving the proposed motion for today, if we get to it. It seems to me that we are asking KPFK management to reduce cost in order to have an additional expenditures, hiring a consultant and going to the Nielsen ratings as a result. Given our painful reality that we don't have a working program director and a serious understanding of the market that we serve in Los Angeles here at KPFK, given that sad reality, we have no prospect of getting out of this debt without proper programming and outreach at KPFK. We don't have a plan, do we? That's my last question.
Okay, now what was that first question again? Because I forgot, I was supposed to write it down while he was talking. Thank you, Bella.
Why was it done in private?
Let me try. Excuse me.
The first one was?
I wrote them down. Ms. Goodman, please respond to Mr. Velasquez.
Okay, so with regard to the first question, which is a variation of the questions that have been answered before, The reason that there was no, I'll give you an example of the reason that there was no public discussion, besides the fact, the theoretical discussion that Ms. Aaron made before, a practical aspect of this, when information gets leaked out about what should be secure discussions. Pacifica was in the process and had made headway with the Empire State Building to settle the matter with giving them a large partial payment in the realm of $700,000, and with a payment plan for the rest of it and to be secured. And we were well on our way to making that settlement with them. And then it leaked out that the National Board was discussing bankruptcy. And once it leaked out, and it was in the Wall Street Journal, because it, you know, our leaks can go really leaky. And once that got published, the Empire State Building withdrew from the negotiations and said that we will only take the entire amount owed. And the reason for that, of course, is that once you go into bankruptcy, if you've made a recent payment to a creditor, the bankruptcy court can claw back that payment and put it into the bankruptcy estate, and that creditor will not be able to keep that money. And so this was a devastating, devastating result of leakage, and that is why these kinds of settlement negotiations have to be secure. So, and obviously, you know, somebody on the National Board leaked, and this was the result, and it was a very sad result. And with regard to this idea that there's no plan, I think if you keep saying, you know, it's a PR knowledge, so to speak, that if you keep saying something, then people start believing it. You know, there are plans to pay this money back. They're not complete. They're being worked on. But among the plans are to raise this money, one, by hopefully getting our PBS CPB funding back. Two is to get as many donors to be sustainers so that their payments come in monthly and they're off the air and they come in not just for a year but permanently. And if we had 20% of our members just making those sustainer payments, it would solve these problems. So that's just
Mission under the bus, so we can get this large.
I don't understand. You're incorrect.
Somebody put restrictions on the content. Okay, on the thing that we
absolutely incorrect. Your assertion is incorrect. The reason that our bylaws. The reason that our bylaws include and Robert's rules include executive session is for just this very reason, so that you can have discussions on contractual real estate personnel issues. And that is what we have done. The reason that we have a national board is so that the national board can deal with those questions. And that they can deal with them in executive session, which means without the collective input of everyone.
Mr. Manka, you're next up on the stack.
Where are we at with time on this topic?
Need to do in the future is make sure that we have a time certain to end the meeting. But since we didn't do that for the agenda,
kind of between a rock and a hard place.
I know last month's meeting went on longer than I would have liked, so that's an error on our part when we did the agenda.
Point of procedure, please.
But Rob Macon has the stack right now, has the floor. Please, Rob.
My question, just tossing the question up, and because you mentioned about fundraisings and donors and things. I was just passing by this building. It's a gay and lesbian building that they're building in Hollywood. And they have this panel where they have like 50 or more. These are donors. And I took a picture of some of the donations that these people. I got one, this $7,270,000. And then another one is $2 million. One is $6,999,909. So my question is that, is there KPFK or Pacifica could possibly be an interest in how to find out how to tap in this kind of resources? Possibly, you know, putting together a committee.
The financial statements first, Rob. Go after that money and show that we're worthy of getting it, and we're managing ourselves like an organization.
Okay. Is there a question for the directors, Rob?
Yeah,
he did ask the question.
Yeah,
there's a motion actually to that effect on this calendar today.
Okay.
The question was possibly putting together a committee or something.
The motion. It's called motion number
two
that addresses this issue.
Okay, so let's move to the treasurer's report so we can hear those motions.
There's 20 minutes for this section.
Mr. Treasurer?
Yes, I'm getting my report up. Okay. Microphone. Hello, everybody. Glad to see you. I'm just going to read this for the record because it's brief. For several years now, the KPFK LSB has not been receiving proper and timely financial reports. Most of these reports come from the national office, which is undermanned and is pressed by high priority tasks such as getting the audits completed. The 2014 audit is completed, the 2015 audit is completed, and it's available, and I provided a link in the report, but basically it's on the Pacifica website. The 2016 audit is in progress, and it's nearing completion, estimated at 2 weeks, supposedly. Okay. Now, KPFK's 2018 budget for the fiscal year of 2018, which starts October 2017, goes through September 2018. That budget was written by and submitted to the National Finance Committee on November 25th, 2017. It was generated by the business manager, Barry Brooks, and the interim general manager, Christine Blasdale. And the CFO requested some changes, which were made and was resubmitted on the 10th of December, but was never addressed by the NFC or the CFO. And the Christine Blasdale, the IGM, the business manager, Barry Brooks, and myself as the treasurer decided to follow the budget regardless of not getting approval from the NFC or the CFO, and we notified them of that. So, finally, near the end of February 2018, the national office finally sent out financial statements closing the first quarter. The first quarter of the fiscal year is October, November, December of 2017 in this case. So when we had that, I got that, and I took the actual numbers by category and put them next to the numbers we had budgeted, in other words, estimated. And it showed the net result was that our revenues came in 45% higher than we anticipated on the budget, and our expenses came in 5.91% lower than we anticipated in the budget. Now, these are good indicators, but we must remember the numbers are not that reliable, and it's only the first quarter. So, but I mean, I thought I had sent it out to the LSB, and if I hadn't, I attached it in this last thing that I distributed last night.
I got it.
Okay, great. Okay. I thought I had distributed it earlier. So that's the story with that. So there's this other thing. Over the years, the Great Plains accounting software, which for those in the technical field, they was bought, Microsoft bought Great Plains. Now they call it Microsoft Dynamics, in case you hear that phrase. But we have, you know, being paupers, haven't been able to maintain software updates. And it's gotten to the point where, as it was explained to us, we were going to be losing functionality because it wasn't going to be updated to run on our servers. This is across the network. There's only one station that isn't using Great Plains right now. The other four are. So I think it was a good chunk of money. We got the updates done. So that brings us closer to present time technology with Great Plains software. That is one of the reasons Jonathan wasn't here today. He's working on implementing that software. Hopefully it'll be up Monday, and then we'll get a report for the second quarter. And pressing on getting that report from the second quarter, I'll compare that to the budget or, you know, and see how we're going. That's that. And the business manager and the GM, then now we can say the GM, not the IGM, and Yell Fields, have begun work on the budget for 2019. And it's expected to have a draft version available near the end of June, which is a little bit behind the schedule that we had anticipated at the NFC, but I think it'll work out okay. And I also attached in this report what the protocol is and the time for a budget to be approved. And then I said there were four motions, but there were only three. So now I'm going to go over those motions. They were distributed. Here they are. And I'll just read them off one at a time. And we got Michael here to handle the votes if we get the votes. So the first motion is, I'll read it. The KPFK Finance Committee requests that the KPFK LSB authorize the general manager to negotiate a contract to acquire a subscription to the KPFK Nielsen ratings. As this is the middle of the fiscal year, the KPFK Financial Committee asks that the LSB approve not more than $2,500 per month to pay for this subscription. To motivate this, without having the Nielsens, and if you're managing programs on a radio station or finances on a radio station, you don't have Nielsens, it's like driving like this. You see, you know, people can drop information in their ears. I like that program. You know, I think I met a guy in the street. He really likes that program. He hates this program. It's not data. That's just anecdotal comments. Nielsen's will give us, depending upon the level of service we can get from them, the amount of listeners, the category of listeners, you know, men, women, soccer moms, politically oriented or not, and so forth. So we need the Nielsen's so that we stop running a driving blind. And the comment here about it being the middle of the fiscal year is we don't want to postpone this to get it in the 2019 budget.
Point of information.
Yeah.
Okay. When I read this, it makes it, when it says, as it is in the middle of the fiscal year, KPFK asked that it approve $2,500 per month to pay for the subscription, the implication is that we're authorizing $2,500 per month for the remainder of the year, as opposed to allowing it to be ongoing. So that was my rationale for taking out "as this is in the middle of the year" and just say the KPFK Finance Committee asked that the LSB approve not more than $2,500 per month to pay for this prescription. That would be ongoing. We're not talking.
Okay. So I'm open to any amendments or rewording. It's fine.
So if we could take out that phrase at the beginning of the sentence to just authorize the payment of $2,500 per month, that would be ongoing.
From this point in time forward. Well, when, not to be.
I mean, it's just we're advising them to do that.
No, pardon me. We're advising. The Finance Committee is asking the LSB to approve the modification of the existing 2018 budget to allow for the added expense of $2,500 per month to pay for the file subscription.
Okay. Yeah. So that's the 2018 budget.
The current budget.
So then I'm okay with it reading the way it is.
Okay. Yeah, we want the Nielsen's now. If the motivation of how to pay for this is in the third motion. So that's the first motion.
To approve modifying
the 2018 budget
to allow for a $2,500 per month payment to acquire a subscription from Nielsen. Now, as a point of information, there's an organization, I don't remember the name of it, that negotiated with Nielsen to get their data for nonprofits. So that we get it from them.
Okay, so then we're going to insert in between approve and not, we're going to say modifying the 2018 budget to allow for.
Right.
Okay.
Or not at expense.
Thank you. Yes. So now that's the Nielsen's. Now there's, again, there can always be criticisms of data. We have several people here who are in the sciences, and nothing's perfect. So, of course, the Nielsen's has flaws. People have done documentaries about that. However, the Nielsen's can be coordinated with fund drive income and volunteers or call-ins on the radio, whatever you want, and so forth. It's better than driving blind. It's something. If you have something and you can find flaws with it, so you could say, well, this is 90% certain or 80% certain. If you have nothing, you know it's 100% lack of certainty. So that's the defense of getting the Nielsen's.
Okay. Excuse me, public, it's not your turn yet. Can you go through the three motions? Because
sure,
we're way over time. Excuse me, you do not have the floor. You are not recognized.
I have an amendment.
Excuse me, one moment.
I'm going to go through the three motions because they're connected.
Right. I'm going to ask you to finish going through the three motions because it seems to me like we're going way over on our time for the meeting.
Okay.
And I would like to...
He's proposing an amendment.
Once we get through the motions, he can do that. Once we go to a vote on the motion...
What is the amendment for then?
Excuse me, Bella. It's not public comment time yet.
Excuse me, Bella, to get the audience to behave themselves.
Finish going through the motions. Thank you.
Okay, the second motion is the KPFK Finance Committee moves that the KPFK LSB approve the addition of $5,000 be added to the 2018 KPFK fiscal year budget to pay for consultant fees to analyze and give advice about improving information about our membership, analyzing the prospects for a major donor fundraising campaign, estimating costs and projected revenue, and any other consulting needed to provide guidance for future projects to improve revenue. I will not speak to support this. Somebody else will have to because I would at best be abstain from the motion. The third motion, the KPFK Finance Committee requests that the general manager, in coordination with the business manager, suggest expense cuts or revenue improvement equal to or greater than the amount of the additional expenses in the previous motion. That should be changed. I take that back. There were some other budget changes that the general manager told us about the other night. But I can tell you if I can recall what they were. But one was we have to pay for the land that the tower's on. We're leasing it. And I think that's,
$5,000 a year.
And then also there was some other expense. Oh, yes. Ha ha. I think this had been put in the budget originally. Medical costs. Medical insurance has gone up, 20%, 20 to 30%. So there were some adjustments that have to be made. So this third motion is in regard to the previous two motions, if they're approved, and other costs. The KPFK Finance Committee requests that the general manager, in coordination with the business manager, suggest expense cuts or revenue improvement equal to or greater than the amount of the recent budget additions. Now, you know, I'm going to speak to that. I just have to be honest. I'm a person. I mean, it's like, hey, guys, just do your job. But if we want to pass a motion to instruct them to do their job, then that's okay with me.
Okay, so we're going to go to the question and answer portion of this meeting for the treasurer, at which time we will take motions to amend the motions that have already been reviewed by our treasurer. I have Myla, Lawrence, and Fernando on the stack. Do I have anyone else that would like to be on the stack?
I'm kind of curious.
Okay.
Maybe
Sandy, anyone else? One moment. I'm taking people for the stack. Okay. Myla, you have the floor.
Great. I have a series of questions.
First of all, with respect to the audit, you said that the 2016 audit is nearing completion. It's my understanding that it was due...
The 2016 audit is near completion. Did you say audit?
Yes,
So it was due, it was supposed to be filed with the California Secretary of State in June of 2017. So it's almost a year overdue. Do we have an extension on that?
I don't know. You'd have to ask the audit committee.
Okay. And then for the 2017 audit, that is actually due in next month.
Okay.
So I'm curious about, I think that you said that we have not received any financial statements for the year fiscal year 2017. Is that correct?
No, I didn't say that.
Okay. So so where are we with respect to the Finance Committee receiving financial statements for fiscal year 2017?
I think...
we don't have auditors yet for
it. Well, it hasn't been audited.
The treasurer answer.
Pardon me.
The unaudited
treasurer answer.
I've used unaudited financial statements for 2017.
You wouldn't be using audited. Be getting unaudited financial statements.
Right. We have those. I've used those.
Up until through what date?
Through September 2017.
Yeah, to the end of the year.
The end of that fiscal year. That's been up there. I've got it from somebody. I don't know. Oh, from the national office.
All right. Now, with respect to hiring, putting in the budget of $5,000 for a consultant, what I'm wondering is whether there are any specific proposals about what the criteria is or what kind of results or deliverables that we will expect if we authorize that $5,000.
Not that I'm aware of. I think we'd have to get somebody else to motivate or speak to that because I don't know anybody to ask for advice except a tarot card reader.
We don't really want to just write a blank check here.
Right. Can I respond to that? From the Finance Committee.
She's on the Finance Committee.
I wrote this motion after speaking with Aniel and after thinking about this myself. There have been many complaints about the MEMSIS software, membership software at KPFK by people in the membership department. On the national level, several of us are considering seriously standardizing all the accounting software and membership software across the network. It really vitally needs to be done because we're wasting a lot of resources, time, and money.
Right.
However, before anybody jumps to a conclusion about what software package to transfer to, we should consult with some highly experienced professionals who know what to do. We don't want to have an employee with no expertise in this area figure out what kind of accounting software and data and membership software would be best for the entire network. So I think that's there are other areas where we need to transition into being more efficient and where a consultant here and there might be needed and very beneficial to the foundation. So that's all. It was just $5,000 so that we don't have people at the station making incorrect decisions or uneducated decisions about major expenditures that may work out, find out, we may find in the future to be not beneficial to the station. That's the reason I put that in. A little bit of latitude.
Okay. Get the mic back.
There's no specific anything.
Okay.
Thought.
Thank you.
Any other questions, Myla?
Well, for Grace, I'm just wondering if, since you're on the audit committee, whether you can tell me whether there was an extension for the 2016 audit.
Yes.
And are we expecting to request, what is the feedback from this or what? Are we expecting to request an extension for the 2017 audit since it's due at the end of June?
Yes.
Lawrence, you're next
and
up.
One other comment. Quick comment, and that is the audit committee is very functional. We've put out a request for proposals to audit firms, and we're in the process of receiving audit proposals for the 2017 audit. Unfortunately, when the CFO resigned, our very good audit firm also resigned, so we're having to quickly find an auditor for the 2017 audit.
I want to say also, as it relates to the audit committee, that I have what I think is a request to resign from the audit committee from Marlena Bond, in case anyone else would like to volunteer to be on the audit committee.
Yes, please. We need another person.
Dorothy, is anyone opposed to Dorothy serving on the audit committee? She was on it last year.